This is WWER, Colonial Beach Community Radio, and I am Eric, and I'm at the Tiny Tailgate with another episode of Talk of the Town at 113 Washington Avenue, and I'm standing here with Taylor Carlton and Casey Blaylock. Taylor, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Great. And Casey, how are you?
Doing fantastic.
Okay, I'd like to thank you both for appearing on Talk of the Town.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, so the Tiny Tailgate, we're located on Washington Avenue.
Yes.
And we're between?
We're between Orchid Thai Cuisine and Willie's Barbecue.
And we're right across the street from CB Creative.
Yes.
Okay. All right. This is a Tiny Tailgate. This is a food trailer.
Yes.
All right, what got you interested in this?
I started running a small food truck out in Kinsale from Kinsale Market. They had a small food truck there. Started that about 2 years ago. Helped them open that and really fell in love.
So you, there's a chef in you. There's a cook.
There's definitely a creative artist.
There's a creative artist in here.
Yes.
Okay. And Casey, you're involved in this. Are you co-owners of Tiny Tailgate?
We are.
What got you interested in this?
So I started in the restaurant industry in 2004.
Wow. Okay, good.
Been doing it since then. Started as a server and eventually got bored with that, made my way behind the bar and then eventually to the kitchen.
Okay, so you have a long-standing experience with this.
I've been doing it for a while. The last 10 years, though, I got bored with the kitchen and switched over to brewing. So now I've been in the brewing industry for the last 10 years.
Okay, so our listeners probably know you pretty well. Casey Blaylock, you were the head brewer at CBB for a while. Now where are you?
I'm now at Ice House Brewery.
Okay, that's great news.
Yeah, been there since October after leaving Northern Neck, getting them started for the last few years, and I ended up at Ice House.
So the beer at Ice House is getting a lot better, let's say.
Yeah, I've really turned their program around. I walked into some headaches, but now it's pretty smooth sailing.
Okay, well, Ice House is on the move, but that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about Tiny Tailgate. All right, you have two menus. Can we take a look at these?
Yeah, certainly.
Okay, so you are open on...
We're open Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Yes.
Okay, what time do you open?
We open from 8 to 3.
Okay, so on 8, this menu here, I think, is your breakfast menu?
Yes, I do breakfast. We'll do biscuits, and we have a Nashville hot chicken biscuit and a Louisiana catfish biscuit. And then we have a daily special those days as well. I do breakfast until I sell out.
Okay, and you have sold out.
Yes.
Yeah, you're very popular. That's why I'm here, okay? I'm also here because I've had the deep-fried fruity strudel.
Yes.
It was delicious.
Good. That is like our deep-fried sweet treat of the week, and we'll change those out this week. It is the deep-fried fruity strudel. It is a classic 90s toaster strudel.
Yeah, I know. Apple butter bread. That's got to be a hit.
The apple butter bread is probably one of the most popular things we put on the menu. People can't seem to get enough of it.
Okay, this is Tiny Tailgate. We're in Colonial Beach. I see something very unusual here. The highest price you have is $5. These are $5, $3, $4. This is the best deal in Colonial Beach, no?
For our breakfast menu, we do offer, some very...
affordable options.
Yeah, no, it's not overpriced.
Yeah.
You're not trying to gouge anybody.
No.
We rather see people 3 times a week than 1 time a week.
There you go. And you do. You have repeat customers.
Yes. Yes.
We're looking at the lunch menu now, and I see the Nashville hot chicken sandwich. I got that. And you have the hot sauces out here if you want to make a little hotter. And I did. It was amazing.
What hot sauce did you use?
I used the habanero.
Very, very good choice. Our Nashville hot chicken sandwich has been very popular, but it's not too scary. It's got a bit of brown sugar, so it makes it a little sweet. It's got a little tang. It's got a little spice.
That's a Nashville chicken, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You also have catfish platters, and then you have the spicy potato wedges. And I think for kids, you have a corn dog.
Yes, we do offer a kid-friendly option right now. It is a state fair corn dog. And for the adults, we can add some hot honey if you wish.
Okay, so hot honey's popular too, isn't it?
Yes, and that is a local product.
Okay, can we take a look inside the trailer?
Sure.
Okay, you lead the way. Okay, so the tiny tailgate is here on Washington Avenue. Oh, and it is tiny.
Yes, we can fit one person in here.
And this is you working every day of the week?
Yes.
Well, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yes.
Okay. And it's clean in here.
Good. I should hope so.
And it smells good.
Good. I've got two fridge units, two deep fryers, a portable AC unit, a steam well, and we've got an oven. And then for our, we've got a hand sink and then our three compartment sink as well.
Okay, that looks good in here. I can tell you from talking to people at CB Creative, they came over here one time and they had chicken livers and they went absolutely crazy over them. Tell us about the chicken fingers and how do we find out when you have them?
The chicken livers will...
Chicken livers, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the chicken livers will come back as a special. That is something that either you're going to love it or you're going to hate it. So it's not something we're going to have all the time, but you can find out through our Facebook page. And that's the Tiny Tailgate.
Okay, so I could just Google the Tiny Tailgate Facebook and I'm right there.
Yes.
And then I can find out when you have the chicken livers.
Yes.
Oh, and my gosh.
We'll post specials, pictures of the specials and things we've got going on that week.
And if we walk to this side, I see you also have art here because you are one of the sponsors and one of the supporters of the Art Walk.
I love the Art Walk. Always have.
Are you open for the Art Walk?
Yes. We open especially for the Art Walk second Fridays.
So second Fridays, if I can't make it here on a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday to have lunch or breakfast, I can come here on Friday night, the second Friday of the month Art Walk, and I can eat the Nashville chicken sandwich. Are you telling me that?
Absolutely.
Okay, this is great news. Okay, so, and then you have, what am I looking at here?
That is our merch station. We've got a few stickers, and then we've also got the Tiny Tailgate crop top jerseys.
So this is a sporty crop top jersey that, I don't know, I could buy and wear?
Yes.
Okay. All right. It's hilarious. Probably not my style, but I can certainly see people wearing this. Okay. This is exciting. Why the number two?
This is our second year, like our second anniversary.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
We're going into our second anniversary.
Okay. This is the Tiny Tailgate. This is very impressive and it is exciting. You got a great menu and you have great prices. I've eaten on the menu. I've had your food and I think it's great. So... gosh, the future's bright.
I appreciate it. We're looking to sustain within this location throughout the fall and winter. Fingers crossed.
How long have you been in Colonial Beach?
We've been in the area off and on for over a decade.
And Casey, you've worked here.
Yeah.
How long have you been in and around this area?
So, yeah, we came up from Tennessee together about a decade ago.
Okay. And what if I was to ask you, from having a business here, when you look at Colonial Beach, what's one thing you would like to see in Colonial Beach that we don't have right now?
I would love to see sustainability for the people here.
And what do you mean by that?
For the people working here.
Okay, so jobs, wages,
jobs,
benefits, housing.
Yeah.
Okay, Casey, what do you think?
I'd like to see some Caribbean food.
right. Let's add some different restaurants, right? A lot of the restaurants are similar.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have some different restaurants. I would say this is a different restaurant. You're only open a couple days a week, but no one's doing what you're doing.
That's certainly the goal.
Okay, so the two of you are a team. You're doing Tiny Tailgate. You're brewing over at Ice House. What do you see? And how do you see Colonial Beach in, let's say, the next 3 to 5 years?
I think we've seen some really good development over the last few years, and I think we'll continue to see that. I think people are getting excited and are happy to see the growth and it continue.
Okay. It is growing. There's a number of different things happening, right?
Yes, sir.
Taylor, what do you think?
3 to 5 years, I do believe that there will be a number of, you know, local spots that you can, but that's already here.
No, but more and more local spots, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe more small businesses.
Yeah.
Doing a number of things. I know a lot of people would like to see more small businesses here so we can stop driving to King George and stop driving to Fredericksburg.
Ooh. Or maybe another local grocery store in town somewhere.
Yeah, right, right. A specialty shop, let's say. Okay, great. This is Talk of the Town. I've been at the Tiny Tailgate, and I'll admit I've eaten here a few times, and I absolutely love it. We're located on Washington Avenue, right between Orchid Tie and Willie's Barbecue. We're right across the street from CB Creative. Come here on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, starting at 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. I think if you want to see the menu, the upcoming specials, Google the Tiny Tailgate Facebook, and you'll get those. Okay, and don't forget, on the second Friday of every month, we have the Art Walk. Tiny Tailgate will be open. It's serving a full menu.
Yes.
And supporting the Art Walk. This has been great. Taylor, very nice to meet you.
Very good to meet you as well.
And Casey, very nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, sir.
Okay, good luck at Ice House. Good luck with Tiny Tailgate.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. And one last question for you. What is your favorite radio station?
WWER.
The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.